Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist on Air. Audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosshans from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These copyrighted commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. How high fuel prices and pollution levels have to go before the public finally grows tired of both is anybody's guess. But judging from policymakers' continued blind reliance upon the same old industrial and political responses to the nation's energy needs, rather than aggressively seeking new ones, the following tale may be current for some time to come. The Blotosaurus. Once a Blotosaurus was invited to advise the government on energy policy. "In a word," the Blotosaurus responded without hesitation at the first of many meetings held in secret to promote a free and full exchange of ideas. "Drill, drill, drill!" "Shouldn't we at least consider some alternative approaches as well?" asked one of the company of staff members appointed to assist the Blotosaurus in compiling its recommendations.
"What for? Listen, I shouldn't need to tell anybody here that I'm something of an expert when it comes to big oil and big gas. Besides, I've got long-time friends in reserve all over the place, just waiting to be of service, don't forget. That combination gives yours truly special insight, I think I can say, on both sides of the energy question."
"Both sides?"
"You bet. Where to drill and when."
But
what? "Listen. You have any idea how much energy we need every day to keep what I'm flattered to hear referred to as the Blotosaurus lifestyle going?"
The company of staff members thumbed their briefing books in search of a figure.
"Don't waste your time. Boggles the mind, take my word for it. So let's stop beating around the bush and make some tough decisions. Here's what I propose in two words. National forests."
"National forests?"
"You heard me. National forests. We need 'em. Big time. Pumping out all the oil and gas reserves locked up there now is the way to go, but it'll delay the inevitable moment of truth only so long. We'll need to make more efficient use of the trees as well."
"Excuse me, the trees?"
"Big time. But who can wait millions of years for trees to turn into oil and gas on their own? We just don't have the luxury of that kind of time frame. So I propose we fast-track some no-bid contracts and get started pronto on speeding things up by clear-cutting and burying them all, deep, one and all."
"But if we cut down and bury all the trees, won't air pollution get worse? After all, they absorb..."
"Exactly, pal. When the air gets thick enough, we can drill there, too."
More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page on the website.